Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
That's where this ministry comes into play, and they start teaching you after salvation, this is who you are in Christ, because you're actually a son of God.
Did you know that you've been given the authority to overcome all evil? Join Gloria Copeland and Billy Brim today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as they reveal God's strategy on how to take and hold your place of authority. Here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Sister Billy's still with us today, and you gotta hear this good ending she's got for us.
Oh, yes.
We got the victory. Hallelujah.
We had the victory. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We have talked about how that when God raised Jesus from the dead, He raised us.
Mm-hmm.
And when He seated the head at the right hand of the Father, He seated the body. And that we then are given authority.
Yeah.
And what do we have authority over? Demons. Devils.
Demons, yeah.
Not people. And
wicked spirits.
Wicked spirits, yes. The Bible talks about them. And in those mid-heavens, between here and the heaven of heaven, there is this realm where Satan is called the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air. Now, people have seen it. People have been going to heaven, coming back, and they've seen it. One of them's our good friend, Dr. Gary Wood. We know him. We know he's an honest man.
Yes.
We know that he died actually 50 years ago. And God sent him back. He was a young man then. He didn't want to come back. And God told him, you go back. There's three things that will be a sign of my coming. One of them is a spirit of restoration, brothers restoring with brothers. One is an outpouring of miracles. And one is a spirit of prayer. So now listen to what he saw. And Jesus,
you know, that restoration, that's whoa. Love. That's a revelation of the love of God.
That's right. Forgiving your brother, yeah. Making things right, no schism in the body.
Praise God.
Praise God. So here's what he said about prayer. While I was with Jesus, he showed me the earth. It was like I was looking at the pictures the astronauts sent to us on earth from the satellites. Only the earth was encircled by three rings. Inside the first ring was the earth's atmosphere, and I saw hundreds of evil spirits there, operating there. The evil spirits would target people, try to deceive them. If the people would accept the lies as truth, many more demons would swarm in like flies.
Oh.
They would then begin to fall to the temptations of the flesh by allowing the demons to control them, and their lives would begin to fall apart. The demons have power to make people tell lies, cheat, steal, commit adultery, speak evil against one another, get addicted to drugs, addicted to alcohol. It was like the people became puppets on a string. Mm. Then Jesus showed me that when a child of God got down on their knees before Him, praying in the name of Jesus with faith, their prayers would shoot into the heavens like barbed arrows. An army of angelic forces would appear, prepared for battle to destroy the demons' effectiveness. The more prayers of faith there were, the more the demons would retreat. But if doubt and unbelief were spoken, the demons would begin to overcome. The Lord told me that as time grows closer to His return, demon activity will become more rampant.
Now, the Scripture says, neither give place to the devil.
No, don't give him the place.
So he's got to get some place or he can't.
He cannot operate.
That's right.
And you're the one with the authority to let him in or keep him out.
That's good.
The Lord showed him that the demon activity would increase, like we've seen here. Satan knows the final curtain is being drawn and his time is running out. Millions of demons and their satanic power abound around us. And we have, why are they there? Because we don't take our authority like we could. They're here, of course, but we can stop their activity.
Yes.
Now, going back to this book, this marvelous book of Ephesians, and these prince of the power of the air, Brother McMillan writes, the God of the whole earth does not propose to tolerate forever this rebellion against His righteousness. He writes, I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth, and shall not return unto me void. There, every knee shall bow unto me, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear or confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the New Testament says, but it's quoting Isaiah 45:23. Before this can be happening, before all the knees can bow, the instigators of this human rebellion have to be cast down. And God has redeemed Himself a people and purified them, and He has introduced this people, you and me, into the heavenlies, where right now we have our seat up there at the right hand of the Father, and we are ordered by the Lord to rule and reign over Him, to rule and reign in this life.
Or the devil.
But I want to point you right now to this magnificent verse in chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. Here it is written, to the intent that now, N-O-W, now, not after they're all cast down. Mm-hmm. Now, this is chapter 3, verse 10 of Ephesians, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenly places might be known through the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, this says that right now, He has introduced us in there, and He wants us to make known to those principalities and powers in the heavens and those little demons running around here on earth, it's our job to make known to them what? The manifold wisdom of God. He wants us, the head wants us, to take authority here on the earth over these critters, you might say, evil critters. In verse 11, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. He says, writing about that, the eternal purpose, or in some translations, it's the church is to be God's instrument in declaring to these rebellious and now usurping powers the divine purpose and in administrating their principalities after they have been unseated. We will do that when they've been cast down. We will take their place, the church. But it is further declared to be that all this is according to His eternal purpose. The purpose of the ages, some translations reads, which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is to say that God, through all the ages past, even way back there in the time of Adam, He had in view a wonderful plan where He would prepare a people in His Son that would come forth chosen and called and faithful, and He would place them in heavenly seats to rule through the ages to come and even right now. Bless the Lord. And that's His eternal purpose. It's been His purpose had Moses, when He had this, when He had that. He's always looking forward to this people. When He raises up the Son, raises up the head, He's going to raise up this people. And they're going to sit at His right hand now and through the eternal ages, this group
Praise
with His
God.
Power and authority.
Hallelujah. And I'm in that group.
You're in that group. And God said to you, Gloria, and He said to me, and He said to all of you who were born again, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, that's Adam, much more shall they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign, they shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. The Amplified said, they shall reign as kings in life.
Amen.
You shall reign in your
authority.
Realm of authority like a king.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now,
praise God.
I'm going to talk to you about how to do that. I give this book away to lots of people. And I tell them, you get this and you do page 27. So here's page 27 in his book. You're going to get this book. You'll buy it from somewhere. Gloria Copeland sells it. We sell it. The Authority of the Believer by Macmillan. So here's how to do it. The Bible says you're not just a hearer only. You be a doer. So Macmillan writes, do we believe that God has quickened us together with Christ and has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus? If we do.
I do.
Our reaction to it will be a fervent, and then he gives this prayer. And this is the one like in the early morning, I do this every day. I sit down in a chair because kings seated. They're seated. We're seated in heavenly places. It's higher in a place to be seated than it is to stand in an office. It's higher to be seated in an office. We are seated at the right hand of Jesus, of the Father, through Jesus. So I sit down in my chair. I look out over the lake. I live up over a lake. And I say, oftentimes I go here to page 27 and I read it right straight out of Macmillan's. And I read, Lord, I accept Thy gracious word. I believe that Thou hast thus wrought for me. In humble faith, I do now take my seat in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus at Thy right hand. Teach me how to fulfill this sacred ministry.
Praise
how
God.
To exercise the authority which you have entrusted to me. Train me day by day that I may attain to the full stature of the perfect man in Christ, so that in me thy purpose of the ages may be fulfilled. Amen.
Praise God.
Now, after I've done that, I'm sitting here at my seat. I read that. I read this prayer in Ephesians. I've prayed that. And I say, Lord, I praise you for these great and wonderful truths. And now, because you told me to, I'm going to bring glory to your name by using them and ruling over darkness.
Praise God.
According to Romans 5:17. And then I say, kingdom of darkness, you listen up. You listen to me right now. In the name of Jesus, I command it. I plead the blood against you today. I hold the blood of Jesus Christ over my family, over me, spirit, soul, and body. You don't have any right to touch me.
That's
you
right.
do not touch my four children.
That's right.
You do not touch their mates. You do not touch their children, my grandchildren, their mates, my 5, 10 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren. You are hereby, a blood ring stops you from touching any of those related to Billy Brim. You do not touch the good works that God has ordained I should walk in. You are bound. I bind you, Satan. You don't touch a glorious church fellowship in Collinsville. You don't touch Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Missouri. You don't touch Migdal Arbel in the Galilee of Israel. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you're not bringing any ISIS plots and plans.
That's right.
You're not blowing up any schools.
That's
you're
right.
not blowing up any malls. You're not coming anywhere near us in Missouri, where I live in my jurisdiction. You're not coming anywhere near us in Oklahoma. You're not coming anywhere near us in our jurisdiction in Missouri. You are hereby bound to stay away from me.
That's
right. You keep your hands off my partners in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If they're joined with me in partnership, I hereby tell you today, you get your hands off of them. You get your hands off our monies. You cannot stop the monies to do the work of God coming to us.
That's right.
You are bound. I draw a bloodline over our cars, our modes of transportation, our airplanes. Cody's flying every day. You're not touching those jets that he flies in the name
That's
of
right.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're not touching our houses, our lands. I draw the bloodline around them. Our
Praise
food
God.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I take authority over you.
Yes, that's right.
Now he says right after that, that's how you do it. And that's what my little book tells you. My little book, that little mini book in our offer, it tells you how to do that every day.
Praise God.
Then Macmillan writes, if we are walking in the Spirit, our normal life is in the heavenlies. To secure the consciousness of this, there must be the daily acceptance of the fact. Let us morning by morning, as one of our first acts of worship, take our seat with Christ, as suggested in the previous paragraph, and return thanks to God for all that it implies. Let us often remind ourselves that we are seated far above all the powers of the air, and that they are in subjection to us. As our faith learns to use the name and the authority of Jesus, we shall find the spiritual forces yielding obedience in ways that will surprise us. As we continue to abide closely in Him, our prayers for the advancement of the kingdom will become less and less the uttering of petitions and will increasingly manifest the exercise of a spiritual authority that fearlessly binds the forces of darkness in any part of the world. In other words, you're going to start noticing the power of the enemy back off from you and yours. Now, it's very important that once you start this, you stay in that place
yeah.
every day.
Hold your place.
You hold your place. You walk, and you do need to walk in humility, and you need to walk in, be a good Christian.
Love.
Love. Live in the Word. Walk in love with people. Be a dedicated person to the Lord yeah. Jesus Christ. And then...
Speaking the truth in love.
Speaking the truth in love. And then you're going to hold that place of authority. I'm going to read you what he wrote here on page 31. The only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself. That's the only place you're going to be safe. It's to sit up there.
You got to be in it.
You got to be in it. You give no place
not
to the devil.
Not just talking about it, not just looking at it.
Not just believing it.
Not just thinking about
no.
it. You got to sit.
It's not just accepting it, Gloria. Oh, I believe that. That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep,
that's a good
I sure
point.
Do believe it. And I believe Billy Brown can do that. I believe Gloria can do it too. You can do it.
That's right.
But you have to do it.
You have to
sit up there every morning. Listen to this. The only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself. I mean, down here, folks,
good.
He can throw his darts at you. But if you sit up in that seat every morning and you tell him what he can and cannot do, then you're safe. The only place of safety is the occupation of the seat itself. It is far above the enemy. If the believer abides steadfastly by faith in this location, he cannot be touched. Wouldn't you like to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Consequently, the enemy puts forth all of his wiles to draw him down. For once out of his seat, his authority is gone. He's no longer dangerous. And further, he's open to attack. If you get up out of that seat, you start running over there and you start saying things opposite to... You start saying things like...
Opening the door.
Opening the door.
My
kids are going to the devil. I don't know what's the matter with them. I've tried to teach them the right things. You start that, man,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Your kids are in trouble. But... Wigglesworth said, there is a place in God where Satan dare not come.
Amen.
He dares not come.
So we should maintain that place.
We maintain the seat. He dares not come to the to where God is sitting. He dares not come where Jesus Christ is sitting at his right hand.
That's right.
The head is seated and the body is seated. Satan dares not come there. But if you get up and you get out of your chair, and you start running around down there in the mully grubs.
Talking unbelief. Fear.
Fear.
Fear's the worst thing you can do.
I don't know why God let this happen to me. I hear that. I don't know why God didn't stop the devil from doing this. When you start talking like that, you have given Satan a place.
That's right.
It is written in, Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place
Neither
to
give
the devil.
Any place.
Don't
no
give him
foothold.
Any
Don't give him
and
a
And if you
foothold.
Sit up there at the right hand of God and you worship a God in the mornings, and then you use your authority over the devil, and then all the day long, I like that song, all day long, I've been with Jesus.
Yeah.
All day long, my lips have uttered praise. All day long, my heart, my soul's been lifted. In worship all day long, I have been with Him.
Praise God.
You just walk there. You live there. You're consecrated. You're dedicated.
Now hold that thought, those words. Hold your place. Hold your place. Three words.
Hold. That's it. Gloria, you're
place.
On to something.
And all day long, whatever happens, I'm holding my place. What is your place? It's whatever the Word says.
That's it.
Scriptures. It's what the Word talks about. It talks about your deliverance, your healing, your family, your situation. We hold our place in the Word of God. Now, how do we fail to hold our place? We start talking doubt and unbelief.
Exactly.
First thing you know, fear's got hold of you, and your faith is somewhere else.
You're up
else.
Out of your seat.
Yep.
You're up out of your place.
You're not holding your place.
Your place at the right hand of the Father.
That's right. And you know, it's not hard. It might sound hard at first, but it gets to be a habit to speak good words. It gets to be a habit, just like you learn to speak bad words.
It's the truth,
a habit to speak. It gets to be a habit to speak good words. And you get to where it's not hard.
No.
I'm not talking bad about myself or my future or my family.
No.
I'm holding my place.
You've renewed your
speaking
mind.
Speaking good words.
To the Word of God.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
It works.
And you are. Now, we were here the other day and we were getting ready to do this. And we had prayer. All the people around here are big, big helpers in this, you know.
Sure they are.
And one of the men is Dale Mock. And he said, just stepped up, I could see the anointing on him. He said, that's when my life changed. When my father found the truth of the authority of the believer and he started using it on me. And Dale described where he was with the devil in the mully grubs. The devil had him, but his father found out about the authority of the believer.
Dale
and
was
here's
the devil.
Dale to tell you about it.
I was raised in a good home, great home. And I was saved. But I would put me in the group of my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And then being taught from well-meaning people that, well, God's after you. And by the way, devil's after you too. So I kind of added up in my thinking, well, God's after me, devil's after me. I got no hope. Totally worthless. I'm not getting out of here. I sure ain't making it to heaven. So I'm just going to party all the way and see if I can pull it out of the hole at the last second. You know what I mean? Thank God my dad had started listening to Word of Faith. So we had Fred Price, Brother Kenneth Copeland on all the time at the house. And then he through them, he learned of Brother Kenneth Hagin. So he started getting Brother Kenneth Hagin's books and started reading them, The Authority of the Believer. So he would go to work every day, and he would go out in his pickup truck and read, you know, his whole lunch break for answers. He totally immersed himself in the Word. And because he immersed himself and he believed it, that God doesn't lie, he started associating himself with promises. But I remember coming home one night, and Dad, he's at the couch, right? And he's praying. I come in, he gets up, looks at me, goes to bed. And not a word said, but yet everything about him was, I love you, it's gonna be great, it's all gonna work out. I'm praying for you, I've got this thing. That's where this ministry comes into play, and they start teaching you after salvation, this is who you are in Christ. Because you're actually a son of God, these are the things that are available to you, and this is the things that you operate in, that you have authority. You have jurisdiction in this world. You're not in this world without hope. This ministry brings hope to you because they bring you information that's true out of the Word. I said, if this guy loves me this much, if this man loves me this much, I can turn my life over to him. So that's when my life started to change, when I saw love. But he was operating in faith, because he had come to know the promises of God toward me, toward him, toward his household, and he could trust God. He had educated himself with that new information. What's it say? It says, my people suffer for the lack of knowledge. So the Mock family stopped suffering because I got different knowledge.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.